So with no further ado, please welcome our connection at 826 Shy, a volunteer here, also a veteran of the show, Matthew Sudman.
So hi, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming out tonight to help support 826 Chicago and everything we do here. I've been on the associate board here for a few years now. You know, we're all here tonight either as storytellers or as audience members because we believe in stories and the power of stories, the power of storytelling. And that's something that at 826 Chicago, we're trying to inspire the youth of Chicago, public school students in Chicago, to develop their own storytelling voices, whether it's through field trips or workshops or after-school tutoring. It all comes down to that. The stories that you'll be hearing tonight that were written by the students, we have all of these books and chapbooks and other student publications for sale in the store up front. That's one of the things personally I love the most about this organization is that, it's not just that students come here to get help with their writing and to develop their creative voice. We also turn them into published authors. And I think just having your voice valued like that is so incredible. No matter if you're on the, a privileged school on the north side or one on the south side that's maybe not, doesn't have all the resources as some of the other schools. So just really thankful for everybody coming out here tonight and helping support the mission. And so I won't be telling a story, I'll just be reading one. This is from a collection that I think was published last year called Love Gave Me a Migraine. And this one is written by a young woman named Salome. She was an eighth grader. It's called 20 Years From Now. And she is more eloquent than I could ever hope to be. It's okay if I'm not the one you wake up to every morning. It's okay if I'm not the girl you always dreamed of. But I just hope that I'm the girl that you think of about 20 years from now, when you're staring at your coffee cup, disappointed, wishing that you didn't put so much milk in because now it's too creamy and light to resemble the dark brown in my eyes. I just want to be the girl you think of about 20 years from now, too scared to touch the letters of my name with your lips, because love at its purest gives you a migraine. And when I go permanently, I just hope that the air around you is too thick to breathe, because that's exactly how I felt. When I didn't think I could survive without you, and when I couldn't breathe because I couldn't survive without you, and that was your fault, when you sent me to drown in my own tears. Thank you for being here tonight and helping give students like Salome a chance to express her voice.
Thank you, Matthew Sudman. Should I use a mic? I don't know. I don't need it. I think, unfortunately, our society has a way of undervaluing youth voices, even just like not respecting them because, oh, they're young, they don't know anything. And I mean, it's true that in a way, their reasoning and their world experience hasn't developed the way that older folks has, but their emotions are just as valid, right? And so, like, great job for 826 for helping them to channel those into writing that. Yeah, that's better than anything I could do. But like, you guys have heard me tell stories a lot, and they're garbage compared to that. So thank you, Matt.